Welcome to the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 24th, 2025, and we have a lineup of blockchain and Web3 technologies headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Crypto News Breaks, Forward Industries Inc., NASDAQ, FORD, to tokenize shares on Solana blockchain. Forward Industries Inc., listed on NASDAQ as Ford, is teaming up with fintech firm Superstate to tokenize its common shares on the Solana blockchain through the Opening Bell platform. This move will enable shareholders to trade Ford stock 24/7, settle transactions in real time, and access enhanced global liquidity. Forward also plans to acquire an equity stake in Superstate and collaborate on future product development, demonstrating its dedication to on-chain capital markets infrastructure. The company is partnering with Solana-based protocols Drift, Camino, and Jupiter Lend to make tokenized Ford equity eligible collateral. Chairman of the board, Kyle Samani, stated, "This partnership aligns with our vision to become an on-chain first company, tokenizing our equity directly on the Solana mainnet." For more information, visit sol.forwardindustries.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.